Blake, it was mentioned, could there have been a better 30th birthday present for you than this today?
Yeah, it was kind of ironic when they told me it was going to be today. I don't think they maybe even realized, that today was my birthday. But, good start to the 30s.
Tell us how you found out.
Like Paul kind of alluded to, there had been kind of an ongoing dialogue all summer. He was very thorough in the process, as he should be. You know, like I mentioned, we have so many great guys, so many great candidates on our team to wear this honor. And over the past couple of weeks, he offered it to me and, wanted me to do some thinking, both myself, my wife, if we were kind of ready for the next step. And we decided we were prepared, ready for it, and obviously really excited about it.
What is the next step? What does it mean?
Honestly, probably not a whole lot in terms of what's going to change. For me, I think the most important thing is to lead by example, to show up every day and just do what I've done up until this point to prepare myself on a daily, nightly basis to be the type of player I want to be. I think I still have room to grow on the ice. I still have room to grow as a leader. And, that's why I'm so lucky to have, not just the names that are in the leadership group, but everyone in that locker room to help me in this process.
It's a pretty unique thing in sports, the hockey captain. Why is it so special?
It's, there's a distinction that comes with wearing the C on your jersey. Regardless of whether you like it or not, or everyone looks at you a little bit differently. They look at what things are supposed to look like, and how you're supposed to act, how you're supposed to prepare, and how you're supposed to play on a nightly basis. That doesn't necessarily mean that you're gonna have your A game 82 times a year. That's probably unrealistic, but people are gonna look at you when you don't have your A game and see how you respond to that. And there's a bit of maturity that comes with that. So luckily I just turned 30.
What is this going to do with your connection to the city?
That's grown. That's grown every year. It seems like yesterday. I started off a little bit quiet here. Almost took me 20 games to get rolling. And even then, though, when I would go for dinner or when I was in the community, people were supportive and friendly. It's a little bit different. You go to other places in the country, and the people just love us here. So. I think the fans have connected with, who I am as a person. The way I try to play the game, it's a blue-collar town, and, I try to have a little bit of that in my game every night. That's what drives me, trying to work every single night. So I think that's created a pretty special connection for myself with this city.
Blake, were you vocal in the room anyway, regardless of the C? Were you the kind of guy that spoke between periods or after a tough one?
Sure. Yeah. I've developed that, the last few years. I think there's a time and place for it. I think especially, kind of being the captain, you don't want to hear your voice too much and tune yourself and have guys, tune you out because you're just talking all the time. So I think that's what Laddie was really good at. When he spoke up, people really listened. It was really powerful. And, that's why we got so many great guys to do that in between periods, so it's not always the same guy, having something to say. It's different guys. It's not necessarily even just the veteran guys. It's younger guys being able to step up. And, that's what makes a good team.
Like, were you ever a captain at any other level?
I've been captain a few times. I haven't worn a C in a long time. I was a captain in college, but never wore a C, so it's been a while.
Did you want this, and if so, how bad?
Yeah, I think it wasn't even so much wanting it. I felt ready for it. It felt like kind of the natural progression of things. I would have been thrilled to aid whoever would have been if it wasn't me. But having said that, I definitely take a lot of pride in being a leader on this team and trying to be a good example for the group. So I was happy to have it offered to me, and I was happy to accept it.
How much have you and Andrew talked over the last couple of months about this process? You guys were obviously close over the last 5 years, but now that he's gone and you're wearing that C.
Yeah, like I said, he he was a great leader for our group. And for me individually, you know, I got to work, you know, pretty closely with him the last 5 years, and the last couple years especially, being, you know, in that captain's room with him. And so, you know, you get to see what it looks like I said, you know, you get to see you know, how does he respond after a tough night, how does he respond after a tough loss, you know, how does he respond when things are going well. So I got to learn a lot from him, got to pick his brain, and you know, that's why I'm thankful to have kind of that mentorship going forward to lean back on.
When did they offer it to you, and when did you decide?
I don't know the exact day, but it was about a couple weeks ago. So, you know, we had a little discussion at home, and, you know, that was green light.
Now that this formality is over, how about moving forward for the World Cup?
Yeah, excited to get going. You know, it's going to be an exciting tournament. Obviously, they picked a great venue. You know, Toronto is going to be a great host city. So I think guys are anxious to kind of get in their respective camps and see what it's going to be like. You know, we haven't had one of these in a long time, so you don't really know what to expect. So I think it's going to be an exciting tournament, and you know, hopefully the fans enjoy it.
Do you feel like this gives you a boost heading into that?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's a good it's definitely an exciting thing. You know, I'm going to take a lot of pride in this, and you know, it'll be a good way to get going, and I'll be excited to get back here with the group as well.